This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey there, it's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, the final hour, hour number four of Good Morning NoCo. We are broadcasting live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Good Morning NoCo, brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. Thanks to Dusty Rhodes and the gang there for being a part of this and making this show possible each and every day. Big thank you to everybody who has popped on today. Dallas Heltzel, who filled in for Chris Wood today with Biz West. Always good to talk to Dallas. Dallas has a different sense of humor, which is fun. It's fun to have him dive on and got an update. He was not attacked by a cougar in his hot tub this morning, even though we did have some of that going on in our other news, which Tanner contributed earlier. Got a little back page news early.
Yeah.
Also, thank you to Mike Freeman and Kevin Ross for being in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Always a good conversation and always important to dive into those things as well. Now, we've hit so much front page, as Tanner has said, so let's get comfortable for me. Slip on back to the back page news.
News team, assemble!
The headline reads, cow washed away in floods, hoofs it and ends up at KFC. Funeral home discovered woman presumed dead is still alive. The Animal Welfare Board of India says that hugging cows will bring emotional richness and increase individual and collective happiness. 700 pounds of acorns, 20 to 25 feet high, were stuffed in the home's chimney. So, back page news, they're back. I had an incident yesterday where my wife and I are sitting in the house and my ring goes off, motion. Mm-hmm. Front yard. Mm-hmm. Dogs are in the backyard letting me know, look, something's going down, Bri. You know, so mm-hmm. I get over and gaze out the front window, first I looked at my ring to see what it was that had set it off, and I'm like, no way. Look out the front window. There they are. Two large turkeys had found their way to my front yard. Yes, I think these are the ones that hang out around the Westlake Center.
Oh, yeah.
I live somewhere around there. And
the one die?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you got smoked by a car,
but
right?
There's obviously more, because the dogs were quite alarmed. They knew something was going on out front. And then once they saw there were turkeys, I let them come in and take a look out the window. Which, that was a true test of my windows.
I bet.
To see, because they were very, very interested in what was out front. But it's just kind of cool when you live in the city and you look out. I mean, it's not unusual for you.
No, but it's still cool to see those little things wandering around.
It really is. It was cool as heck to see them. And every dog in the neighborhood knew they were there, because there was a lot of talking going on.
They are hell on bumpers, I can tell you that much.
Are they?
So we live down towards the South Platte River, where all those turkeys hang out all the time. And we were headed back from, I don't know, football practice or something like that. It's not important, but we're headed back, and we're in this Yukon at the time, and one crossed out right in front of us, and boy, it messed up the turkey real bad, but it got the bumper pretty good as well. They are not. Be careful for those out on the roads.
Well, they're a big bird. There's some girth to those bad boys.
Fat little guys.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I've never hit one, and I hope that never happens. But
you know, with turkey prices, I was gonna say turkey prices. You might as well have gone out there and loaded them up.
I went out. My wife thought I was going out to chase him. I just happened to be going out to get the mail. But yeah. I just happened to walk by them when I got it, you know, and it's just cool to look over, open in your mailbox, and you're amongst turkeys.
I would have been a little worried, I guess, a little bit with the avian flu going on right now around Colorado as a whole.
I was going to make out with them anything.
I know that, Brian. I don't know. We could work together if I drove by. What's Brian? No.
Well, that's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
If I ever catch you making out with a turkey, man, we got issues. But in all seriousness, you don't know with these birds out there now, you know, with what your cats are consuming, what your dogs are consuming, what the avian flu is running as rampant as it is here in Colorado, and especially here in northern Colorado. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, we've been talking, and we got to get started on birds.
Go.
Birds aren't real. But they are real. But the Top Golf thing. I was talking, you know, because they don't want to put Top Golf in Timoth,
right?
Because the Eagles will get caught in the netting and stuff like that. Was talking with a buddy of mine who lives over in the Timoth area, and apparently, at one of the special city council meetings, somebody showed up dressed as a bald eagle, getting caught in a net, and now I've never wanted Top Golf to go in there more than that, just because of this one person.
Hey, at least they didn't throw soup on a painting or whatever it is that they, you know.
But I'm sorry. I am sorry. You know my passion for a lot of things. You know, I feel very strongly about a lot of things. Who's got the time of day to show up to a city council meeting? No, back that up. During the day, plan it out. Okay, can't do anything on Tuesday night, babe. I've got a big meeting to go to. Get your bald eagle costume ready to go and say, put it on. And then you know you've got to drive to get to City Hall. Driving down the road in a bald eagle costume and saying, I'm here. And have still confidence in yourself as a person. You're either delusional or you need to share some confidence with the rest of us.
I just think it would have been great if during that, the mascot of the Colorado Eagles would have showed up.
dropped
the gloves and there would have been a throwdown. Yeah. That would have been entertaining.
I think so.
See, you got to look for the angle.
That is just...
You got to look for the angle, man.
It's just insane to me that somebody takes the time out of their day. Like, I get it. If you want to protest it, go there, say your piece, and move on. But I guess it got us talking about it. But
it was effective.
I don't know who's got the time of the day or who owns a bald eagle costume, but there you go.
Somebody who is really happy this situation came up, they're going like, finally.
I've got a reason to wear
this. I bought this thing for $70 15 years ago. Been waiting for just the right moment.
Yeah. Break out the feathers, babe. It's go time.
This is it. All right. Hey, speaking of birds, here's a story you probably wouldn't approve of either then. With all this, you know, worry about the flus and these kind of things. A veteran from South New Jersey has a new therapy for seniors,
mm-hmm.
where he goes to senior centers and brings along therapy ducks.
I like that, actually.
You know,
a lot.
I actually think it, I know the healing power of animals.
Yeah,
and it's incredible, but I've never heard of a therapy duck.
Right.
I've never seen a duck and thought it would be so calming to hold it, but wouldn't it be cool?
It would be cool for a duck, but I've got a new business idea that if you guys want to jump in on, we'll do the same thing, but we'll take Canadian geese in there that are just the biggest a-hole birds there are out there.
They are jerks.
And we'll just book these things, and then we'll just let them go, and we'll watch a bunch of seniors with canes try and beat geese to death.
Boy, doesn't that sound sweet. That's Tanner Schwinn.
Maybe it's therapeutic. Get that anger out.
Shuffleboard takes care of that.
Listen, I know how angry at things I am at my age. I can't imagine when I'm 75. I'd want to beat up a goose when I'm 75 too, man.
I only want to when I go through one of our parks around here and walk and step in 8 pounds of it.
Yeah.
Because that stuff's slippery.
It is. It is.
You know, and it, yeah. And
don't, I mean, if there's a Canadian goose on the road, don't break.
Always break for the geese, or at least swerve.
Into them.
No. All right, I'm going to step out of the animal kingdom for a moment before I go back in. How would you like to hitch a ride on Shania Train?
I need more explanation.
Yeah, I thought you might.
But I mean,
so far you're intrigued.
I'm 95% in right now. I'm 95% in.
They have created in Switzerland. They have created a very high-tech train. It's the Golden Pass Express train, and they have named it Shania Train.
Nice.
They had Shania out there for the christening of the train on its first voyage, and Miss Shania was there to see it sent off. But you can ride Shania Train if you head on over to Switzerland.
Yes.
So many things going through your mind right now.
Yeah, not as exciting as what I thought at the beginning. But yeah, I'd still go for a ride.
That's It just beat out Trainee McTrainface.
To be Boaty McBoatface. That's my favorite person.
Yeah,
a boat. It's not a person.
It's not. But now back into the animal kingdom for our last story of Backpage News. Headline, man is savagely attacked while taking a photo of a python. Then you see...
This is Darwinism. It's just, listen, the fittest of the fit will survive. The dumbest of us will die off. This is Darwinism. I don't have a... Nope.
Just look at No, it's not the snake.
You promise me?
Yeah, I promise. Look at the picture of the guy smiling afterwards.
What a moron.
He is a complete moron. Now, the snake, a massive python... This was in Queensland, Australia.
Of course.
The python is out there, and this guy named Zane thought he would go up for a real close-up picture of the snake. So he gets really close up to it when the snake lunges and bites him and left fang marks on the side of his skull. Diving in. The sad part of this, the guy lived.
That is the sad part of this.
It is, and he's free to do this again.
Well, because, you know, it would have been the best of both. That snake eats him, then you got a man-killing snake out there, so you got to chop its head off, too. And then, you know, it's a kind of a, you know, two birds, one stone type of deal.
Anybody who says, I need to get in closer to get a better picture of the python, I'm sorry, you deserve to be swallowed.
I won't go to states where there are pythons. I'll never go back to Florida, man. I don't know if there's some pythons down there, right?
I thought of doing that when I was working with Critter Getter, where he was getting it set up for us to go down to the Everglades to hunt those giant snakes that people have let loose down there.
I told you guys that story about me down there when the snake was in the boat.
Yeah. It fell into the boat?
No, it fell on one of the earlier adventures. It fell into the boat. They caught it, put it in there, and then he's walking around showing it to everybody. And I'm like, don't act scared. Don't act scared. Don't act scared. He's just got it right next to my face. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I hope snakes can't sense fear. And I'm just shivering the whole time. I will never go back. I would have rather taken my chances in the Everglades with the crocodiles and alligators down there before a snake. And they're like, watch out above. They'll fall on you. And I'm like, why am I here right now? The dumb decisions on my end.
Now, have you had the kind of friends where when they find out that you're afraid of something that they think it's neat to wave it at you?
No, they know, they know that this, I will shoot the snake and you.
Yes.
If you bring a snake towards me. I don't play with this.
No, and that's one of those things for me. Because people, well, what would you do if, you know, I released a snake in you? I said, I would die. You know, I've had a heart attack before and it's just waiting for that.
Yeah.
That is the next one that's going to set me over. Well, the snake's harmless. No, the sight of it kills me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, may be harmless and can't kill me, but my reaction can.
There was one time in high school that we were getting all the equipment out of the football. It was time for football practice.
Oh, no.
And it was dead. It was a dead bull snake, but it was this long bull snake. And I got there first and opened it, and that thing fell out, and I took off sprinting. And then this tells you a lot about the type of person I am. One of our coaches, Mike Danson, who's also the color commentator for high school football here on KFKA, he's mortified, petrified, maybe even worse than me. And I'm like, we should put it back in there and have Coach Danson open it.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah.
You know how horrible it
he
was
for you.
He got
in his vehicle and left.
Yeah, I would too.
He opened it and fell out. Gone. I couldn't be the only one looking like a pansy out there that day, all right? And somebody else had to join me on it.
There ain't nothing pansy about that. I think most people have that fear. Some love the beauty of them and so forth, but no. I didn't mind them when I was a kid. I thought it was funny to put one in my mailbox so when Dad went to get the mail, there'd be a snake in there. That was funny once.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. For about 5 minutes, or how long did it last before you got to you?
Pretty thick piece of paneling that was used.
I thought so. I thought so. No, snakes very well could be the death of me, but keep them out of my service afterwards with motion funeral and cremation. I don't want snakes could be the death of me. you know, while you're having my service with Fugue Mosher Field,
by having them slither up or have anything like that. No, that's where they got to draw the line.
I think yeah, Scott Robb and those guys over there would definitely
draw the
line.
They'll accommodate just about anything for, you know, a memorial service or anything like that, but I that's got to be a line draw. That's got to be a deal breaker.
I think so, and if it's not, Scott and I are going to have a conversation this week about that, because I don't know if I can endorse live snakes at funeral homes, but this is the thing, right? Death is a tough topic to talk about, but it's inevitable. We know it's going to happen, and pre-planning can at least make it a little bit easier on your loved ones when that day does come. Get your pre-planning, get it in order by calling at 970-330-6824. That's 970-330-6824. Death is inevitable, so plan ahead, and you can have that service honoring you as unique as the life you led at MosierFuneralService.com. 920, it's Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Well, still pro days going on around college campuses across the country ahead of the NFL draft coming up in about a month or so. The NFL draft will be here. But for all those NFL scouts going to watch Auburn's pro day, they're going to see a familiar face out there by the name of Cam Newton. Cam Newton, the former Carolina Panthers quarterback.
Did he go back to school?
The former New England Patriot quarterback. Do you have any other stops along the way? Was it just those two, Carolina and...
He was in New England.
Yeah, New England. Yeah, Patriots, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it.
I think it's those two, right? Led the Panthers to a Super Bowl. Has since been worked himself out of a job, and now he's throwing at Auburn's pro day, trying to get a job. And a direct quote, there ain't no 32 MFers better than me out there, and he's going to show us what he's got. Initial thoughts on Cam Newton throwing at Auburn's pro day. Brian, what are your thoughts?
It's my initial one. That's number two. This is about the college people. So why are you showing up and doing that? Number three, you've had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity for any of these 32 teams to pick you up. And it may not be your stats were not great. You got lucky one year with Carolina getting to where you did. Since then, there was nothing. Really. So no. You have no leg to stand on there. It's not like you didn't have opportunity. You had opportunity to start again with Carolina and prove nothing when he went back there.
That's right. I forgot he went back to Carolina.
It was Carolina. It was New England. Then went back to Carolina. Every team's had their chance to want you and get you and haven't. And I don't think as time's gone on, they've sat and went, you know, geez, the missing link. Is Cam Newton. That's it, because everywhere he's gone, he's brought harmony and peace with him, and he's a team guy, so let's go after him. I think it's the opposite of all those things. Nobody misses you. Just stay there and, you know, go back to, you know, selling clothes or do whatever it was that you were doing.
What are your thoughts, Angel, on Cam Newton throwing at Auburn's pro day?
It might be the most Auburn thing I've ever heard.
Oh, God. I forgot about the bias. I forgot the bias coming into this as an Alabama fan. I get it. But in all actuality, it drives me nuts, right? You know, this is going to take away from the other people that are going to be at that pro day, in my opinion.
Like, if they don't have a quarterback throwing, then I guess I could see it if they need, like, their receivers or their tight ends and running backs to do drills. But you can get an assistant coach for that.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. He said, if you think I couldn't be on somebody's team right now, you're a damn fool, he said the last week on ESPN.
But what will you play for?
He's going to turn 34. He said, how do these randoms keep getting jobs? I don't know. That's exactly right. Name a quarterback in the NFL right now that you'd rather have Cam Newton over.
No, I've got nothing there, but...
I've got nothing either. Even the worst team.
No, Sam Darnold.
He's not even going to be a starter this year, right? No. And Sam Darnold played pretty well at the end of last year.
He's good enough to be a backup on teams. If he would accept that and would come in and take backup money and have a backup attitude, then fine. And you could find yourself getting a starting shot. And, you know, if you do great in that situation, fine. But you got to come in with the mentality that I would take backup money and I will come in as a backup.
And I'm sorry, the guy that I can't believe isn't going to be a starting quarterback. quarterback still. And I don't know if it's just because I have some weird love with this dude, but how is Jameis Winston not a starting quarterback in the NFL? You know, I know he had interception troubles. I know he had some issues at Florida State and stuff like that. But I would rather have Jameis Winston over Cam Newton at this point, wouldn't you?
Well, apparently everybody would. Yeah. Jameis is in the league. Cam is not.
I mean, Davis, I would rather have Cam Newton over Davis Mills. I would in Houston, but Houston's getting ready to draft a quarterback with the second overall pick, right? This is absurd to me, and it drives me crazy. 9:30 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Brian, do you have any guesses on we're on air from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Do you have any guesses on the number of accidents that we report on every single week?
I'm going to say there's at least 10 every week.
Yeah, 10 to 15 is kind of where I was thinking too.
Yeah.
And that's every single week. So, you know, those add up. And the fact is that we do live on dangerous roads. We are doing everything we can to...
Dangerous roads with not always attentive drivers.
Right. And we talked with Commissioner Ross and Commissioner Freeman, you know, about the infrastructure of roads, how that is deteriorating in some areas. We've got that big traffic. You got the oil and gas traffic. You've got a lot of these big vehicles out on the road. And the truth is that sometimes, like you just said, they're not attentive or they're driving recklessly. If that's happened to you and you've been in one of these accidents and been injured in one of these accidents, or God forbid that you've been you've had a family member been killed because of something like this, you need to get a hold of our friends at the Kane Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm at TrialProven.com. Kane Doolin McQuinn Young TrialProven.com. This is a veteran led organization.
Yep.
This is not your slimy your sleazy.
They're not the sleazy
criminal
lawyers that you usually stereotype. As soon as you hear that, you think of the billboards, you think of the TV ads, you think of those things. Think of these guys. Their class and the best at what they do.
Their purpose is serving you, right? Their purpose is getting you what you deserve. But it's also to kind of change the narrative about personal injury lawyers. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're trying to do here in Northern Colorado. And we ask you to try them out. A free consultation. They'll guarantee to get back with you in 24 hours. Call today, 303-246-1111. That's 303-246-1111 or trialproven.com. Scheduled to talk with Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins Colorado when we come back. But first, bottom of the hour, News and Weather Center.
The video that's going viral of Kevin Harlan right now, my favorite broadcaster of all time, far and away. He gets excited about everything, but he was calling the Furman shot that sent Virginia home in March Madness, and he literally about knocked himself out of his chair. He jumped back, and he's making the call, and he's throwing his arms out so that his hand wasn't broken during the U.S.
Right.
He had that thing going on, and that's the excitement, man, that's going on with college basketball on that first weekend of March Madness. Joining us here on Good Morning NoCo to break it down for us is Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, how are you, my friend?
Awesome. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great, man. Thanks for jumping on with us, Kevin.
You bet. Always happy to be here.
So it was a lot of fun. You were down in Denver. Were you down in Denver all weekend, Kevin?
Yep, I was there for both Friday and Sunday for some second-round games.
So what was the atmosphere like down there? I mean, just a wild and wonky first weekend, as it always is in the March Madness tournament. But what was Denver like?
Yeah, it was fun. I thought, Denver kind of as a fan base, they're really great job. All games were sold out. It's always funny to see the mix of, kind of fan bases and everything. Creighton, not surprisingly at all, had, the biggest and loudest. Obviously not a far trip for that fan base. I said, like a joke, the chance for them to be on Nebraska for a weekend. the Creighton fans were really loud. But the most unique, I think, though, was the only real student section was Grand Canyon. They chartered in a plane full of students. The things money will do for you. And to their credit, Grand Canyon has a great student section. It was really loud, really coordinated, and their cheers and stuff. So they really rocked it for their first round game against Gonzaga. So I thought that was really fun as well. So, yeah, it was a great atmosphere. Kind of the most, funny thing that happened was, on the Jumbotron, they would keep showing live look-ins of other games. And I'm forgetting now, which, actually is the 16-1, Harley Dickinson, was happening during one of the first round games in Denver. And in the last 2 minutes, they started showing on the Jumbotron. A couple times, they took it off, when gameplay resumed, in Denver. Some fans booed it. So they put it back on, and, there were huge cheers. So it's kind of funny, watching the play on the court, and, they're oohs and ahs at weird times. It's because everyone was watching the live look-in on the Jumbotron. So I thought that was kind of a unique side thing to it, of everyone obviously enjoying the games there, but also game two, take a peek at some of the other upsets around the country. It was kind of a cool little mix of things.
That kind of just shows how huge of an upset that was, with 16-1, when you can be sitting at the NCAA tournament in an arena, but you've got to keep an eye on that one. That is the beauty of this tournament, is broken brackets, it's frustration, it's some schools being happy, some wondering what the hell went wrong. It is the most unpredictable fun time.
Yeah, it really is. I think this year especially. But yeah, I would venture to say most people in that arena that were watching the live look-in had no clue who or where Farley Dickinson was. All of a sudden, everyone's rooting for them. That's what's so cool about it. I'm sure everyone's probably seen the stories now. They didn't even have a band, so the Dayton band kind of adopted them and learned their fight song. Just all those cool things. It's just so unique to this tournament and really can't and doesn't happen, you know, in any other setting.
So here's what I know about Fairleigh Dickinson. I watched their conference tournament championship. It was on ESPN2 at one point, and it was the Kansas leading up to it. And I couldn't to this day tell you where they're located at, what conference they're from. And I watched, I think, maybe one more Fairleigh Dickinson game than everybody in the country did.
Yeah,
and I still have no idea.
Yeah,
I still have no idea. But that's sort of upset. Kevin, of course, you know, with the legalization of gambling going on, things like that. Did you stay till the bitter end of Gonzaga and TCU on Sunday night?
That's probably gonna be the biggest bad beat of the tournament. It was so funny. It's funny because the reporter I stood next to, I think during the second half, I said, "Hey, did you happen to see a line on this game? I kind of wonder where it was." But no, so we looked it up, and yeah, it was what, 4.5.
Four
okay, yeah, that, you know, sounds about right. And then yeah, when you know, 0.7 left, you know, the game is completely done. You have players hugging and handshaking, and the one guy with the ball roll picks it up and chucks and hits the three. I turned to the reporter and said, "Oh my God, do you realize what that did to the line?"
It is, and I gotta give props to the fans down in Denver who were there late on a Sunday, because you heard them all either groan or applaud, whatever side they were on that money line. It was just bizarre because you don't see that. And then Kevin, you saw the guy going like fist bump afterwards. I thought that was kind of weird. Like, do these players know what the lines are on these games?
I can't imagine he knew or even thought about that. I just think it was funny. I think it was probably more like, "Holy crap, I just hit that shot." And what's funny is if it were a different setting, they would have gone and reviewed it, you know, because 0.7 to pick up, catch, and shoot, you can do it, but it's tough. And I do think he got off, but, you know, a different situation, they would have to review it. Obviously, it doesn't matter, so they're not going to. But yeah, it was just so funny. I got a good chuckle out of that. I'm sure there are a lot of people that did not get a good chuckle out of that. But as someone who is not partaking in that, it's kind of funny to just watch. And I just saw the Bad Beat thing on SportsCenter where they highlight that, and you know, among others. And yeah, what a classic right there.
No, it was. I think that was the backdoor cover that finally broke Brady Hole. I think he's done. I think that one finally broke him. He's like, "Did you see it in a minute?" I'm like, "I, you know, I was in bed at that point, but I went back, I saw it the next day, and I was like, yeah, that's just a horrible beat." But what are your thoughts on this bracket, Kevin? I look at it and say, you can't make the argument, or at least makes it a lot difficult to say that the transfer portal and NIL deals are hurting college basketball, because we're seeing more and more of the 16s over the ones, the 15s over the twos, 14s over the three, and so on and so forth. It seems like the parity of college basketball is getting at least a little bit better.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, for the competitiveness, there are a lot of factors that are making it more and more competitive, including, you know, the transfer portal, you know, the COVID year in some ways, because you have a lot of these experienced teams. That's what, you know, a lot of times that's what upsets are. Teams with, you know, a lot of fourth and fifth year guys, you know, that maybe gonna have an awesome season, but they're battle tested and ready for these moments. I think you see that. And then with the transfer portal, I think you also see some guys that, you know, 10 years ago, they'd just be sitting on the end of the bench, you know, at Kentucky or something, but instead it's, you know, hey, okay, maybe I overshot, you know, coming out of high school or whatever, but, and I can't play at this top place, so let me go find somewhere where I can play and make an impact. And you're seeing that, you know, some of these guys that, like I said previously, maybe would just be sitting on the end of the bench, but instead they're making an impact at, you know, a mid-major or something like that, or a lower power five or high major. You know, I think the portal allows everyone to, you know, almost correct a mistake, because, hey, let's be honest, if you're, you know, coming out of high school, it's hard, you know, for normal students, it's hard to pick the right school and the right fit, and then throw in, you know, picking your basketball future. It's hard to get right, so the portal, you know, allows you to correct a little bit and find your home where you fit. And I think that helps, you know, just increase the depth of talent and balance throughout college basketball.
Is this anybody's field now, or who's your new choice? Because I don't think I didn't forget, Kevin, you said you were leaning Purdue last week when we talked.
Yeah, no, that was pretty solid. No, I mean,
you already just came out before you thought you were solid. No, 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 no.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I, Houston has been one I've kind of had an eye on. I still feel that way. They still have, you know, a couple kind of injury concerns they have to keep an eye on, but, you know, it seems to be sort of opening up for them to, you know, potentially make a run for it at home. But no, and I do think it is pretty wide open. There are a lot of teams that you can make a case for, because, yeah, there's just so much spread of talent right now, and, you know, the brackets are so wonky that, you know, there's that one region where you're going to have, I think, of the four teams that will make, you know, one of them will make the Final Four. Princeton is the only one who's ever made a Final Four, and that was like 900 years ago. So you're getting fresh blood, which I think is just really exciting.
We're talking with Kevin Miles from Fort Collins, Colorado, and also don't forget that you doubled down on that and said you didn't think Alabama would go very deep into the tournament. You thought that
they stuff would make a lot of them. Yeah, if you're a one seed, making a Sweet 16 is not
very deep. I'm still fine there. All right, we'll reserve judgment for a later date on that. For some reason, the two teams that I had as getting this far that were a surprise to most were Xavier and Creighton, right? You know, yeah. For some reason, I had a feel on both of those, and right now they're looking good. For some reason, this Creighton team, I think, could even get into that great eight.
Yeah, I think they absolutely will. I think, you know, when I was kind of picking through, I had Creighton in the lead eight as well. And, you know, it's one of those, I'm not sure if it's familiarity bias, because I've been watching a lot of Creighton. You know, CSU played them last year in the Virgin Islands, kicked the crap out of them. Colt Brenner, who, you know, went for 30-something, 31, I think it was, in the first round. You know, David Roddy completely abused him. But to me, I've been watching their development, because you could see the talent there and their potential. And obviously, they've been playing through that. And their game against Baylor the other night, I mean, gosh, they were incredible. And I was one of the ones in Denver. You know, you had Colt Brenner, the big guy in the first game, dominate. And you had Nimhard, the little guard, in the second game, dominate. Guys like that. And then they have others. I mean, they have five that can put up, you know, 20-plus in a game. They're just so versatile. And, you know, they get Princeton, and obviously, yes, the glory of Princeton, you know, they have two big wins. But, you know, it's almost a week to prepare. You know, Creighton's got to be a heavy favorite in that one. You know, I think Creighton has every chance. Normally, they can lead eight, but maybe not Final Four. I just really enjoy that team. I think they're fun to watch.
Well, you know, Kevin, I won't just pick on you. I had Creighton getting bounced in the first game. So don't think I didn't make a couple mistakes along the way here, too. And I'm staring down the barrel of having to get my hair into frosted tips, because I have the worst bracket here at KFC right now. So don't let me beat up on you too much. But we're talking with Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And, Kevin, it's a lot of jam-packed basketball action right now. But we've got spring football starting as of this Saturday that CSU gets underway.
Yeah, it's a little delayed. It's supposed to be Tuesday, but pushed back to Saturday. But yeah, we are getting going with spring football, which it's kind of crazy. It's sort of wild that we're already to football again, but here we are.
No, it certainly is. You ready to make your CSU pickup?
No, not yet, but it is fascinating seeing CSU getting going. Obviously, the attention around that program right now is pretty wild. You know, gosh, you could probably even argue the highest level. You know, maybe at least highest since they split the national championship way back when. But man, I'm so, so excited for that game. I think it's so great that it's happening again. Again, it should be annually. I'm supposed to kind of stagger out how it is, but either way, it is a good year to have it with, you know, Deion in year one, Norvell in year two. You know, that program, you know, I think CSU will be, you know, certainly a step ahead of where they were a year ago. So it's a great time to have that game.
Yeah, no, it is. Are you at the point, you know, because the hype is at these highest of levels, do you think it's warranted, or do you kind of roll your eyes at some of that?
I guess it depends on how you define warranted. Is it warranted because of, you know, how good the team is going to be? Well, I mean, they're not going to be very good because, you know, they were atrocious last year, and you can't flip the roster in 1 year. But, I mean, Deion Sanders is Deion. You know, he is one of the biggest brands in all of sports. He isn't everyone's cup of tea, but he's a lot of people's cup of tea. So in that standpoint, yeah, I mean, if I'm ESPN, I'm putting the cameras down in Boulder to showcase that. If I was making that decision, so I do get it.
Yeah, Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. Kevin, appreciate your time as always, my friend. What can people check out over at the Fort Collins, Colorado?
Yeah, well, like you said, spring football coming up, so I'll be out there Saturday, obviously, first. You know, all thanks for your fun. All your CFC football news. So excited to get back on the football beat.
All right, awesome. Thanks for everything you bring to the show. We appreciate you, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate you guys.
There you go. There's Kevin Lyle, Fort Collins, Colorado. 9:53 the time. We'll come back and wrap it up next on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1, 1310 KFK.
Living on wings and wheels. In my mind are made of steel.
I don't need to say anything, but
that's one of my favorite Cody Jinx songs right.
Love
there. Angel, wrapping it up there. Great program today, fellas. I think we did phenomenal. I don't know what the feedback will be from everybody else, but I thought we kind of rocked it.
Well, you know, afterwards, I know we spent hours visiting with everyone, you know, with their comments on the show. So I look forward to hearing what those are afterwards.
Well, and we set up and do post-show press conferences.
which nobody has ever attended.
No, we're hoping someday. We just take turns, whoever's in the chair. All right, next up is Brian Gary, and then we just ask.
Felt like Eli Manning at that one when he walked in and there was nobody there. He was sent to the wrong.
I was going to go with the Jeb Bush when he was out running. He was campaigning for his presidential nomination back in 2016, and he's at this elementary school, and it's, you know, it's loaded with people, and he wraps up and nobody applauds, and he just drops his head and goes, please laugh, or please clap. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we look like after the show. But, hey, great visiting with all of our guests this morning. Dallas Heltzel with BizWest. Commissioners Freeman and Ross for jumping in with us with our monthly chats with the commissioners. And then, of course, Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins Coloradoan as well. Our show is available on 1310kfk.com. Fellas, what did we miss today? Is there anything that we missed coming up here on a Tuesday? No sports action tonight.
Yeah, there is.
Locally.
WBC. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm looking at the World Baseball Championship tonight.
Yep.
Japan against the United States, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
I think Fox Sports 1 is who's
carrying it. FS1's got it. And this one may even just be on Fox tonight. Angels, I think, looking that up right now. But they said that last night, Japan and Mexico in that game and the World Baseball Classic, approximately 93.6% of all TVs in Japan were tuned in to watch that game. Tonight should be, and most likely will be, the most watched baseball game ever in history. Doesn't a World Series, anything. The World Baseball Classic viewership has been dominating what the World Series viewership has been.
It's been like World Cup.
Yeah, it 100%
you know,
has.
This has come up and starting to make that kind of noise.
It is, and for the USA, they're looking to defend their title that they won back in 2017. They're looking to do it. Did you find that? Is that FS1 tonight, Angel?
Yes, FS1.
FS1 will have that game for you. It's been a blast watching that along the way.
Nuggets off tonight. They'll be back in action tomorrow night.
Yes.
So looking forward to them. Avalanche, of course, won last night. They'll be off as well.
Yep, and a big congrats again to the CU women for advancing into the Sweet 16 of the women's side of the March Madness.
It's huge.
It absolutely is. Haven't been there in a long time. Coming up next, we've got Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick on the program. They're going to have Windsor High School freshman Madden Smiley, Coach Steve Smiley's son, going to jump on as well as Windsor High School golf coaches Jeremy Beats and Sam Boschert, as well as Eaton High School coach Todd Hernandez, as the Reds looking for another state championship this year. They get the win yesterday. And then the whole show today, 11-2 with Brady Hull. Tonight, don't forget, Brew Talk coming up 5 o'clock with Scott Chad Young at the Tavern of St. Michael Square and Dr. Michael Mosier from Rule 105 Brewing. For Angel Padilla, for Brian Gary, I am Tanner Schwint. This has been Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK. We love you, NoCo. We'll be right back.